At the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I am visiting with Joe Wyrick with EWR, Inc. And I guess, first of all, for some folks that may not know, Joe, tell me a little bit about your company, what you do.
Well, EWR, Inc. has been in operation since 1994, and we provide all of the electronic cotton warehouse receipts to the entire cotton industry. So that's the main thing we do, kind of quietly. In addition, we have our e-cotton division, and e-cotton sells gin and warehouse software across the cotton belt. We have nearly 400 gins using our e-cotton gin software currently.
You're introducing something called My Modules, and the fact that this is an application built for Android and iPhone platform certainly caught my eye. Tell me a little about this application you've built, and we'll get into some of the benefits offered by it.
My Modules is a smartphone app that, as you mentioned, runs on both Android and the iPhone. We first introduced the Android version in September and the iPhone version in November. We had a little bit of use, but because of its late arrival during the harvest season, we only had 28 growers use it this year, and we hope for more in the future. But smartphone apps are becoming increasingly popular, and we wanted to provide one that would allow the grower to communicate directly to his gin and his gin's computer that he had created a module and was ready for it to be picked up. In addition, he, the grower, gets information back from his gin telling him the disposition of that module, whether it's been picked up, whether it's been ginned yet, and other information that he might be interested in, like if it was ginned, how many bales did he get? So that's what My Modules does. It provides a easy way for information transfer between the gin and the producer via the smartphone.
So without this, you were telling me before we got started here, what it was like to try to make that information transfer. Not a real simple process for either side, really.
Now, prior to the introduction of this app, the process usually involved the grower calling the gin after normal work hours and sharing the same information over the telephone. Other options that were used, including information being scribbled by the grower on a piece of paper and being dropped off at the gin, or sometimes an email message in the middle of the night from the grower to the gin. None of these, of course, allowed the grower to easily get information back from the gin. So it was pretty much a one-way street and was a lot of work for both the grower and the gin.
So on the grower side, as they're capturing this information in the field, I think it's interesting to note that, let's say you're in a particular area where you don't have good service for your provider, that information is captured and can just be uploaded at the point you get back into service.
That is correct. The way the My Modules app works is the grower enters his information about his module when it's created, and the app captures the latitude and longitude. If cell phone service is not available, the information is stored in the phone until the grower goes back into cell phone range. The phone recognizes that it now has a signal and immediately transfers all the information to the gin.
So to find this, if you're a grower, want to check it out at least, or maybe get used to it before, hang on, there's an edit point, or get used to it before we get to this next season here, where do they go and how do they find it?
Well, the two places I would suggest that a grower might want to look. First, I would suggest going to our website, which is eCotton, just the letter E, cotton.com. And there's a whole section about the My Modules smartphone app on that site. Or if they're familiar with smartphones and comfortable, they can search simply for My Modules, plural, one word, My Modules, on their Android or iPhone, and it will come up there.
All right, well, we'll definitely point them that way, and certainly glad I got to visit with you here at this year's Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I've been speaking with Joe Wyrick with EWR, Inc. about My Modules. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.